我们稍微读一两处的经文。
Let us read a few verses.
首先，我们看第二章的第七节。
Let us first look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church, to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
十一节。
Verse 11.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的就不受第二次死的害。
He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it.
二十六节。
Verse
26. 那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从前从父领受的权柄一样。我又要把诚心赐给他。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
那第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
凡得胜的，必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵向众教会所说，众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
然后十二节。
And then verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我的神，我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 12, He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
还有第二十一节。
And then verse 21.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵上众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 21, he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣经我们暂时就是读这么一些。
Let us read these verses for now.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
在过去的交通的里面，我们从主的话里头看到神怎样带着他那永远的旨意继续的在地上发展。
In our previous fellowships, through God's words, we have seen how he, through the Holy Spirit, has led his words to continue to develop in this world.
我们特别提到
We especially mentioned
他让约翰在拔摩海岛上看见一些异象。
He showed certain visions to John on the island of Patmos.
真的是异象，不是现在一般人所说的那个古里古怪的东西叫做异象。
Those were true visions, not the strange ones that people today talk about.
因为当时神就借着在海岛上给他说话，给他看见，就让他说出了几个非常严肃的事情。
And on the island, through these words God has spoken to him, God showed him, God spoke about certain very serious things.
说出神怎样在那里做工。
It talked about how God does his work.
他现在做的是什么工。
And what kind of work does he do now?
现在的工作做完了以后要带进一个什么样的结果。
And when the present work is done, what kind of result will it lead into?
这是我们在第一章里头所特别提到、所说到的、所看见的事、所现在的事和将来必成的事。
And that is what was talked about in chapter 1, the things of present and things that will result in the future.
我不再和弟兄姊妹反复提到那些问题了。
I do not want to repeat these issues with brothers and sisters.
但是我必须让弟兄姊妹们再留意一下，就是这三件事情，他们是有连接的关系的。
But I must mention to you these three things, they are connected.
所看见的是看见主的所事和所做。
What he saw was what who God is and what God did.
因为有了主的所事和所做，我们就看到他主现在做着什么事情。
Because of who he is and what he has done, we see what he is doing presently.
那现在主做的是什么事情呢？
So what is God doing now?
总的一句话来说，
In summary,
建造他的教会。
It is to build up his church.
他显明他是教会的元首。
He has revealed that he is the head of the church.
要把教会带到一个地步，毫无保留地给建造成为他的身体。
And to lead the church to a point that without holding anything back, that it becomes his body.
当然也就是他自己的见证的发表了。
And it is also a manifestation of his own testimony.
等到神的儿子把这个现在的事情做好了以后呢？
And when the Son of God has completed this task,
就引出一个结果来了。
And then it brings out a result.
这个结果是什么呢？
And what is this result?
这个结果就是，不是整本启示录。
The result is not the book of Revelation.
而是启示录最末后的部分所记录的那一个事实。
But it is the truth that is recorded at the end of Revelation.
那是什么呢？
And what is that?
那是新天新地。
And that is the new heaven and new earth.
和新耶路撒冷。
And the new Jerusalem.
那么当中有许许多多的事情是在那个新天新地显明的过程里头的一些经历，但是那个不是主所要做的事情。
And in that process, there are many things in between, but these are not things that God wants to do.
因为那些只是一个过程。
Because those are just the process.
主所以做那些事情乃是为了新耶路撒冷。
And God has done those things for the New Jerusalem.
那因此我们就留意到了那里所提到的三件事情，他们是有相连的关系的。
And there they mention three things that are connected.
如果没有那一位从死里复活的主，
And if there isn't, then the resurrected God.
给我们认识他是从永远到永远的主。
He has shown us that he is from eternity to eternity.
就不可能有现在的事。
Then it is impossible to have things now.
因为没有一位复活的主，根本就没有教会可以建立的可能。
Because without a resurrected God, then there is no possibility of building up a church.
是因为有一位这样的主，所以才带出教会在地上给建立的那一个条件。
Because there is such a God, that becomes the prerequisite for the church that is being edified in this world.
但是建造教会不是神最高的目的。
But edifying church is not God's highest goal.
建造教会仍然是神自己整个工作里面的一个很中心的部分。
An edifying church is still a critical piece of God's work.
目的乃是要带进新耶路撒冷。
The purpose is to bring into the New Jerusalem.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
当我们读神自己的话的时候，我们有一天就读到新耶路撒冷显出来的时候，我们那个感觉就是说，那个是荣耀的教会。
When we read the words of God, one day when we read His words, then we see when we read to the point of New Jerusalem, then we say that is God's goal.
这个荣耀的教会就成了新天新地里头的中心。
That glorified church becomes the center for the new heaven and earth.
发表出来的时候，它就是新耶路撒冷。
When it's manifested, it becomes the New Jerusalem.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our God.
但是当我们继续的往里面去看的时候，
As we continue to look in,
我们就花了一些时间来留意到神现在做了什么事情。
Then we pay attention to what God has done now.
我们简单的来说，就是神现在就是在建造教会。
Simply put, God is edifying church today.
他要把教会建造成为一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to edify church to a point of being a glorified church.
把教会建造成一个基督的身体，来发表神的本身的。
To edify church to a point that it becomes the body of Christ that emanates God Himself.
那所以这个非常是大一件很重要很重要的事。
Then that is a very important thing.
我们提过。
We mentioned.
如果现在的事情做不好，那将来必成的事情是不可能出现的。
If we cannot do well things of today, then things of the future will certainly not come.
如果神所宣告的那个将来必成的事情要出现的话呢，首先就要叫我们看见现在的事情做成功。
If the things that God has proclaimed for the future is to come about, then things of today, of present, must be done.
那但是现在的事情，主就用了第二章、第三章，就是两章的经文来说出整个的教会建造的经历。
So things of present, God has used chapter 2 and chapter 3 to talk about that experience.
如果我们回到主说到教会建造的这个历史和经和记录的时候，
If we return to the edifying of the church, these words and this history,
我们感觉有很多的失望在那里。
Then we find many disappointments.
因为这两章圣经里边特别提到七个有典型表达的教会。
And there it mentioned seven symbolic churches.
把历史历代以来，就是从五旬节开始，一直延长到主再来这个时刻以前， 所有的教会的历史的那个属灵的光景，在那里给我们有了一个一全面的了解。
It shows comprehensively, the state of the church from the day of Pentecost to right before God's second coming. It shows us the spiritual state of the church.
正如许许多多弟兄们读启示录的时候，读到这些地方，里面都是觉得有点黑暗。
And as brothers and sisters read these words, when they read about these churches, they find a bit of darkness inside.
因为碰到教会的这个实在的光景的时候呢，好像没有办法看得见教会有一个准确的路在那里走出来。
Because as you look at the state of the church, it seems to be impossible to find a way to walk forward.
七封书信。
The seven letters.
五封书信里面所提到的教会是 都在神那个很严肃的责备的底下。
And five of those seven messages, God was seriously criticizing the church.
那也就是说出教会的光景不对了。
And that is to say that the state of the church was not right.
教会存在不存在呢？
So does church exist?
存在。
It does exist.
教会的活动有没有继续进行呢？
Are the activities of the church continuing?
继续的进行。
They are continuing.
但是不管活动怎么进行，
But it doesn't matter how these activities continue.
实际的光景在神的面前，神没有办法接受。
The true state before God is unacceptable to him.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们留意到这一个点，
If we pay attention to this point,
以七个教会来包括全教会，其中却有五个教会是乐在神的严肃的责备的底下。
The seven churches represent all the churches, and five of those seven churches are under God's serious criticism.
那么弟兄姊妹，你说教会还有前途吗？
So then you say, is there a future for church?
教会还能在神手里头成为神所用的器皿吗？
Then can churches still be these vessels that are being used by God in His hand?
那我特别提到这一点。
So I especially mention this point.
因为你看进去的时候，
if you look at this,
教会不是停止活动。
Then church is not to stop activities.
教会也不是改变了方式。
And it is not to change its method.
有很多事情还做得蛮准的了。
And some of these things they've done are they're doing them accurately.
但是主说不行。
But the Lord says no.
有两个教会呢。
And then there are two churches.
主没有给他们责备。
God did not rebuke them.
但是弟兄姊妹们，如果我们读经读得细心一点的话，
But brothers and sisters, if we read these verses carefully,
你会发觉，
You will see,
主对这两个没有受责备的教会呢，有体恤。
That God has empathy, has sympathy for these two churches that he did not rebuke.
但是你却不敢说是称，给他们有称赞。
But you dare not say that God is praising them.
比方说，过去很多弟兄们都以为腓拉铁腓教会是很完美。
So, as an example, some brothers and sisters would feel that the Church of Philadelphia is very perfect.
但是慢慢慢慢，弟兄们就发觉了。
But then gradually, brothers feel
腓拉铁腓教会在这神的眼中，神还是告诉他说，你们还是有缺陷。
But in the eyes of God, God is still telling them that you fall short a little bit.
如果我们看腓拉铁腓教会里边所提到的事情，
if we see things that are mentioned in the church in Philadelphia,
那是可以说是被主，如果说有称赞的话，是唯一给称赞的一点点。
If we say that God has praised any church, then that would be the one that God has praised a little bit.
但是那个称赞是怎么说呢？
But how does he put the praise?
弟兄姊妹，如果你读过那一卷书信还留下印象的话，
If you have read this verse and still have this impression,
你不会可能忘记的。
Then you wouldn't forget.
因为你看到好像腓拉铁腓那么好的一个教会，主给他那个评语是什么？
So you see this church, this great church in Philadelphia, what is God's comment for this church?
你乐有一点力量。
That I know you have a little power.
你只仅仅有一点点力量。
Because you have a little power.
你并没有很成功。
You are not greatly successful.
你不是比其他的那个比较起来的时候好像进步一点。
It is that compared to others that you are a little bit better.
但是你所能有的只不过是一点点的力量。
But what you have is just a little power.
那么弟兄姊妹，当如果我们能领会到当时主对教会的观察所下的各样的评语的话呢， if, 我们好像觉得教会真的是在地上没有路了。
If we understand that God's assessment of the state of the church in this world back then we feel like the church has no way forward.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this,
如果教会没有路的话，
if church has no way,
那将来必成的事情就不可能出现。
Then the things that are to come, that must come, will not come.
这个就牵涉到神的永远的旨意的完成。
Then that is related to the fulfillment of God's eternal will.
那这个事情就是大事。
Then that is a big matter.
那怎么办呢？
Then what do we do?
那我们 大发热心来改变那个情形，可不可以呢？
Then if we are enthusiastically committed to changing the state,
我们当然说有这样的雄心大志是非常好。
It is good to have ambition.
但是能做不来，能做得来，能做不来呢？
But can we actually do it?
那如果按照人本身所有的，
If it is according to what man has,
我们就觉得我们好没有什么办法能赶得上神自己的心思了。
Then there is no way we can be matched with God's own will, God's
own
thoughts.
因为你一看腓拉帖腓只不过是一点点力量。
Because you see Philadelphia, the church in Philadelphia has just a little power.
你看到士美拿教会，
Then you look at the church in Smyrna.
是因为他们为主受苦受得很深，主也特别体恤他们，没有给他们太重的那个话语。
And it is the church in Smyrna, because they suffered greatly in their tribulation for God, that God did not greatly rebuke them.
虽然是如此，
Even so,
那如果真的是要看那个具体的情形的话，我们好像是觉得说我们跟随主是不太这一条路不好走。
Then if we look at the true state, then we would say the path to follow the Lord is not an easy path.
主要做成的事情是成功的机会是很微小。
Then what God wants to complete, the chance for success is very low.
但是神允许这个事情到这样的结果吗？
But would God allow things to allow those things to happen?
当然是神不允许。
Of course God would not allow that.
神一定是按照他自己的旨意来带进他预先的设计的里头。
God will of course lead us into his own reality according to his own will.
所以在以弗所书里边他是那么明显说，到日期满足的时候，要叫天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一，这个是神的目的。
So in the book of Ephesians, he says that in the fullness of time, then all things will be summed up in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth.
我们没有办法做得来。
We cannot do it.
但是神做得来。
But God can do it.
所以他的话才是那样清楚的说，在日期满足的时候，事情一定按照神的设计来完成。
So that is why he says that in the fullness of time, then things will be completed in him.
那现在问题就来了。
So then the problem is this.
那对这样的教会，一千多两千年都快过了，那个整个教会历史摆出来的那种光景，那教会能成就什么？
So the problem is this, it's been 1,000, 2,000 years, the history of the church laid before us. What can church do?
在人看来是一种计算的方法。
From the point of view of men, that is one way to calculate.
但在神自己的设计的里边， 神是有他的整个的安排。
But in God, He has His own plan.
所以才会有在日期满足的时候，一切都在基督里同归于一。
And that is why it says that it is in the fullness of time that all things are summed up in Christ.
那我们就不得不问了。
Then we have to ask.
神怎么能在这样的钢筋的底下，能把教会从赶不上神的心思，而被带到成为一个荣耀的教会？
So then we have to ask, how is it that in God's plan, we can go from not being able to match God's mind to becoming God's glorified church?
那这就牵涉到我们刚才所读的那几节的经文的里头去了。
Then it is related to the verses that we read.
那刚才弟兄姊妹，你听我们读的经文，
If you listen to the verses that we just read,
都是对七个教会特别来说的话。
These are words especially given to the seven churches.
对七个教会的谁说话呢？
And who is it within those seven churches was God speaking to?
是对七个教会里边的，在神眼中所看来，神说这些可以称为得胜者的那一些人说的话。
These words are spoken to people in those seven churches that God has called overcomers.
那他说的什么话呢？
And what has God said to them?
他说不要看这个环境是怎么样？
He said, "Don't look at the environment."
要紧的是什么呢？
What is important?
像昨天我们所交通到的，
As we had fellowship about yesterday.
在主的责备的底下，看见悔改的那一个光。
That it is in God's rebuking those saw the light of repentance.
那脱离在神的面前过不去的各种各样的光景。
To be freed from all those states that you cannot get past before God.
我们是特别提到两点嘛。
We especially mentioned two points.
啊，头一点就是说。
The first point is.
我们用什么态度来对待主
？What kind of attitude do we use towards God?
我们说七个教会都有那个情，都有那个情况。
We say that all seven churches have that state.
他们在神面前所发生难处的那个原因，乃是我对主没有一个很准确的那个心思。
The reason why they have difficulties before God, it is because their mind is not right before God.
最简单的话来说，那就是说没有以主为主。
And in the simple words, it is to say that they did not treat God as God.
好像教会就是我们这一批人了，这一批人我们当中就有的首领了，我们就学习跟随首领走就好了。如果不是跟随首领走，那也有一个大事啊，那个大事怎么走，我们就跟着大事怎么走了。
And it is to say that we are a group of people in a church, and as a group of people, we have a leader, and then we just follow the leader in what we do. And even if we don't have a leader, then we have a there's a trend, and we just follow the trend.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是我们很容易掉下去的一个属灵的陷阱。
That is a very easy spiritual state for us to fall into.
我不是提过有一个新闻就说到，因为今年的美国总统选举，那么就说到那个信基督教的人数在美国的人口当中的变化吗？
So because of this year's presidential election, there is a statistic that talks about the percentage of Christians in this country.
那个变化是什么呢？是增加了还是减少呢？
And it talks about the change in the percentage of Christians.
是减少。
Then there is a decrease in the percentage of Christians.
那里也没有说什么原因。减少。
It didn't say why the number.
但是我们知道了。
But we know.
我们会怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
弟兄姊妹，你说怎么会不可能不知道呢？
You say, how is it possible not to know?
你看看现在许许多多传福音的，所谓传福音的福音。
You look at the supposed gospels of today.
那究竟传的是什么福音呢？
What kind of gospel are they preaching?
不错，不错。你们要相信耶稣。
That's right, you have to believe in Christ.
耶稣是谁呢？
Who is Jesus?
为什么要信他呢？
Why do you have to believe him?
没有下文。
There's no...
反正你相信他就很好。
It doesn't explain.
你相信他就有前途。
You just have to believe. And
你相信他的事业就成功。
If you believe him, then you'll have a successful career.
你相信他了，你就有好运。
If you believe him, then you'll have good luck.
弟兄姊妹，你看到现在，在基督教的信仰的里边是本身出了一大问题。
So you see, within Christianity, within this belief, there is a big problem.
出了一个什么大问题呢？
What is the big problem?
他们不知道传什么福音。
They don't know what kind of gospel they're preaching.
如果弟兄姊妹你不相信。
If brothers and sisters don't believe.
我随便举个例子，你弟兄姊妹你有机会碰上的。
I'll give you one example that you may encounter.
现在有不少的那些传福音的那些电视节目。
There are many TV programs that are preaching gospel.
你只要接触一下你就知道。
If you interact with them, then you'll know.
如其说，那是一个宗教的思想。比较说，他在那里传福音是更准确。
It is more accurate to say that it is a religious belief than to say that they are preaching the gospel.
是我们和神中间那个关系发生了那样的难处，你怎么去叫教会给建立起来呢？
It is our relationship with God that has encountered that difficulty. So then how can you edify the church?
你好不容易邀请朋友来听听福音。
You, with so much difficulty, invite friends to come to church to listen to gospels.
结果他觉得，哎呀，你们这个宗教也蛮不错的。
And then the person feels that this religion is not that bad.
他要找宗教的话，他找到了。
If he's looking for religion, then he has found it.
但是他寻找神却寻找不到。
But if he's finding God, then he hasn't found it.
要寻找救赎却寻找不到。
If he's looking for salvation, then he hasn't
found it. 弟兄姊妹，这个就是那个问题了。
Then that is the problem.
那这也就是昨天我们特别提到以弗所书信的里面所说，你看他们那个工作还是做得非常非常好。
And that is what we mentioned in the Ephesians. It is that their works are continuing and they're doing
well. 但是那些工作却没有叫人遇见神。
But these works has not brought people before God.
在所有工作的里边就是看见人。
That all in all this work, all you see are men.
那只是看见人，你可以吸引人的心。
If you only see men, then you can attract men's heart.
你却没办法叫人的心向着神。
But you cannot bring men's heart towards God.
这个就是那个最严肃的那个问题。
That is the most serious problem.
但是弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意到这些情形的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when we start to pay attention to these things, then we understand
为什么主在七个教会里边都特别提出那个得胜者的这一个呼召的问题来。
Then we'll see why is it that God brings out the overcomer in each one of these seven churches.
那我们就要问了。
Then we have to ask.
什么叫得胜者？
What is an overcomer?
得胜者的条件和那个标准是在哪里？
What is the standard and what is the prerequisite for
an overcomer? 在我们的观念里，也许也会觉得，哎呀，某些人非常热心的，他们真是得胜者。
In our mind, we may think that some people are very enthusiastic and therefore they've overcome.
也许他们在某一些事情服事上面，他也很有心的啊。他们还应该是得胜者。
And then we see some people who really have a heart for service, and we think these may be the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹，如果这样的是得胜者的话呢
？Brothers and sisters, if these are overcomers,
得胜者就不会很少。
Then overcomers wouldn't be very few.
因为你叫 人提起这个热心来帮助人呢，许多人都会有这个心。
Because if you want people to lift up their hearts and be enthusiastic about helping others, there are many people who would do that.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你留意到主在这里所说到那个得胜的是有根据的。
But you see, when God says overcomer here, then there is a standard.
他在什么环境的底下来提到这个得胜的这样的一个呼召呢？
Under what condition does he call on these overcomers?
如果我们把这七封书信都读过呢？
If we read all these seven letters,
你很清楚地看到，
then you will clearly see
主责备了他们。
God has rebuked them.
这样不行。
This is not right.
那样不行。
That is not right.
但是你们当中还是有少数的人，你们不跟随这种大的趋势。
But there are a few among you who are not following those
people. 你们还是认定你们要跟随的是主的自己。
You are still committed to following God himself.
所以不管外边人是怎么去动作，你们还在心里边所想到的就是你怎么要讨主的喜悦。
It doesn't matter what men around you are doing, but you in your heart are still seeking God's pleasure.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
主的话里就常常说到讨主的喜悦。
In God's words, he often talk about seeking God's
pleasure. 那这就点出我们的难处了。
And that points to our difficulty.
我们说我们大发热心。
We say that we have this heart.
我们的热心的那个目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of our enthusiasm?
我们热心的那一个推那那那个吸引是什么呢？
What is attracting our enthusiasm?
如果这个只不过是在那里表现好一下我自己的才干，
If it is only to show off my own ability,
好像特别表现一下的我的思想的那一种方法的高超。
Or is it to show the high state of my thoughts?
那弟兄姊妹们，也许有人成功的这一方面的条件。
Perhaps there are people who have succeeded under those conditions.
但是我们要问的是什么？
But then what must we ask?
在讨主喜悦的这个点上，我们点到那一个位置。
It is on the point of seeking God's pleasure that we point to it.
而我这样的一个心思和主的心思有没有距离？
That my thoughts, my mind, is there a distance to God's thoughts and God's mind?
主所想的和我心里所爱的是不是可以连接得起来？
What the Lord is thinking about to what my heart desires, can these two things be
connected? 弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们在神的面前常常碰到的那个属灵上的难处。
And that is often the difficulty we encounter spiritually.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你注意到在书信里边就提到了。
So brothers and sisters, you pay attention and you see in these letters.
当人都转向偶像的时候，
When man turns towards idol,
你有没有跟着那个大家的那种趋势去跟随偶像？
Are you following the trend to follow idols?
那人的天然里边都是这样的。
It is the natural tendency of men.
所以这些年间，
so all
在报纸上常常看到一个这样的名词了。
We often see this word in newspaper.
现在在地上多了一种民族。
That there is a new group of people in this world.
什么民族呢？
And what is that group of people?
报纸上说他叫他们叫做低头族。
And people say that they are there are a group of people whose head are always lowered.
什么叫做低头族呢？
What is that group of people who are always bowing their heads?
你可就可以从现在的情形你可以看到了。
You can see from the conditions today.
我们现在出来做事情也好，你做处理什么事情都好，你不必抬起头来的。
Today, if we go to work or if we go solve any issues, we don't have to raise our head.
不抬起头来怎么可以解决问题呢？
So how do you resolve anything without raising your head?
简单的很。
It's very simple.
我没有，不过我动作那个。解决问题了。
I don't have one of those, but this is what they would do.
所以你低着头就可以一天二十四小时过去了。
You can bow your head and not raise your head for 24 hours a day.
那当人都在那里寻找这些东西的时候，
when men are all seeking these things,
那我们是不是也就是如此呢？
Then is it also what we do?
正因着这样的一种光景，
and because of that,
我们才会特别提到为什么这个别加摩教会允许撒旦的座位放在神的教会里呢？
We have to ask why. How is it possible that the Satan's throne is in the church in Pergamum?
为什么那个耶西别的那个教训可以出现在那个推亚推拉的教会里呢？
How is it possible that the teachings of Jezebel can appear in the church in Thyatira?
因为大家都推行了，所以每个人都是如此。你不这样，你这样太落伍了。
Because everybody is doing it, then if you don't, then you're just being left behind.
但是主在这里没有跟神的儿女们说太多的话。
But here, God has not spoken too many words for children of God.
他就是说一个问题。
He only said one thing.
在这许许多多混乱的那情形的底下的时候，
in all these confusion states,
他只是提出一个呼召出来。
He has only one calling.
得胜的。
Those who have overcome.
那些得胜的人。
Those overcomers.
他们会怎样怎样怎样怎样。
What would happen to them?
他们就会怎样怎样呢？
What would happen to them?
这就牵连一个很大的问题了。
And that brings out a very big issue.
我想我不在这方面扯出去。
I won't divert to those.
但是我从这里拐一个弯，拐到一个很重要的问题上。
But let me turn to a very important issue.
什么问题呢？
What is the problem?
我们说主在现在的时候是在建造他的教会。
We say that presently God is edifying His church.
那教会怎么样才真正完成呢？
So when will the church be done?
要到一个什么程度才叫做建造完成呢？
So at what point do we say that the church is being
edified? 是不是有许许多多人聚会了，那个就成功了？
Is it when we have many, many people at gatherings that we say we've succeeded?
是不是有许许多多很特殊的活动了？那是把人吸引到来了，那就是叫做成功了。
Is it that we have many different attractive activities that bring people to church that we have succeeded?
不是这样。
No, that's not so.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你读旧约圣经的时候，你会记得一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I think if you read the Old Testament, then you'll remember one thing.
当所罗门建造圣殿的时候，
When Solomon was building the temple,
那圣殿就在耶路撒冷建造起来了。
And the temple was being built in Jerusalem.
那在耶路撒冷建造起来的时候，
When the temple was being built in Jerusalem,
那圣殿就建造起来了。
And then the temple was being built.
那建造起来的是不是就叫做圣殿了呢？
Is it what he built was called the temple?
在人的观念里边，它是圣殿。
In the mind of people, in the mind of men, what was being built was the temple.
但是有一件很特别的事情，如果弟兄姊妹你留意的话，你会注意到的。
But there's a very special thing that brothers and sisters, if you pay attention, you will notice.
什么时候，那一个圣殿真实的成为圣殿
？At what point in time did that building become the temple?
我觉得弟兄姊妹，你看到所罗门把那个圣殿建造起来，建造到最末后的时候。
You see that as Solomon was building up the temple to the end.
所有建筑的工程都建筑好了。
All the construction work was done.
那个也叫做圣殿。
And that is also called the temple.
但是他没有办法显得出他是圣殿。
But it cannot be revealed that it is the temple.
到一个什么光景它才成为圣殿呢?
At what point does it become the temple?
弟兄姊妹，如果你留意的话，你就注意了。
If you pay attention, you will know.
当圣殿完全都布置好了。
When the temple was completely decorated,
但是约柜还没有抬进圣殿。
But the tabernacle hasn't been moved in yet.
很有意思，圣经还是叫它做圣殿。
Interestingly, the scripture still calls it the temple.
但是你没有看办法看到那个圣殿的实际。
But you cannot see the reality of the temple.
一直等到有一天。
Until one day.
什么事情发生的？
What happened?
祭司们。把神的约柜抬进至圣所了。
The priests lifted the carried the tabernacle into the holy of the holiest, the holiest of the holy.
约柜进到至圣所。
When the tabernacle went into the most holy, when the ark went into the most holy.
那立刻弟兄姊妹你就看到那个问题来了。
Then you see the problem.
什么事情出现呢?
What happened?
神的荣耀出现了。
God's glory happened.
这个事情不只是圣殿的时候是有这个现象。
It is not only in the temple that you see this.
我们看摩西建造会幕的时候，同一个原则的事情也出现过一次。
You see the same principle happening when Moses was building the tabernacle.
会幕都做好了。
The whole tabernacle was built.
一切都安排好了。
All things were done.
但是一直等到。
But you have to wait.
神的约柜在那里安置好了。
Until you have to wait until God's ark was in there.
神的荣耀就充满那里。
And then God's glory.
神的荣耀充满那里，就是说神的同在在那里。
God's glory meant that God's presence was there.
那为什么它成为圣殿呢?
Why does it become the temple?
不是那个房子，不是那个房子在那里，它就成为圣殿。
It is not that building that's called the temple.
因为那个原来是神的居所。
Because that was God's house.
如果它真的是成为圣殿的话，那神自己就在居住在哪里。
For it to become the temple, God himself has to live in there.
主安息在那里。
God has to rest there.
人到那里去寻求神的时候也安息在那里。
And when men go there to seek God, man is also resting there.
你在旧约那个会幕的时候看也好，在圣殿这个事实上上来看也好。
If you read the Old Testament, whether it's the tabernacle or the temple.
那因此我们就回到这个得胜者的这一个关系。这个关键上来了。
Then we return to the important point of the overcomer.
那我主一直在那里说得胜的就怎样怎样怎样怎样。
God continues to say for the overcomer this is what would happen.
那这一段话有什么意思呢?
So what do these verses mean?
对七个教会就说了七个得胜者的那个得的奖赏是什么。
So to the seven churches, he mentioned what are the rewards to the overcomers in these seven churches.
那主说出这些奖赏有什么作用呢?
So what is the purpose for God to talk about these
rewards? 弟兄姊妹们，这个就是问题来了。
That is what the problem is.
那问题在什么地方呢?
What is the problem?
我们注意什么叫做教会长成。
We pay attention to what does it mean for a church to be grown.
我们如果有足够的时间的话，我会和弟兄姊妹们详细的来看，但是现在不可能。
I don't have time to go over this with you in detail.
但简单的，我可以给弟兄姊妹们掌握这样的一个原则。
But very simply, I can show this principle to brothers and sisters.
我们留意神的设计的里边，他给我们看到。是什么样的光景，就等于教会长成。
In God's reality, we see He has shown us what condition does it mean for a church to be grown to the full measure.
弟兄姊妹们，这个好像一个很抽象的问题。
It seems to be something very abstract.
你说我们怎么知道教会什么时候长成？
We say, how do we know when is church grown to its full
measure? 我们只能看见今天的教会。
We can only see the church today.
我们看不见使徒时候的教会。
We can't see the church during apostles' time.
我们也没办法看到，假如主还没回来，我们先走了，那些我们也看不到。
And we also cannot see the church after we've left and before God's second coming.
那我们怎么能知道啊？
So then how do we know?
弟兄姊妹，不是在乎我们的计算。
Brothers and sisters, it is not by our calculation.
是在乎神怎么来观察。
But it is by how God observes.
我想如果弟兄姊妹你回到神的话里头去看，你能看到教会长成是有标准的。
If we return to the words of God, then we will see that God, the full measure of church has a standard.
一个标准是外边的，另外一个标准是里边的。
One standard is for the outside, and the other one is for the inside.
外边的标准是什么呢？
What is the outside standard?
得救的人数。
And that is the number of people who are saved.
我们不知道究竟多少人得救，就叫做教会长成。
We don't know how many people it takes for the church to be grown to the full measure.
但是神掌握这一个数字。
But God has that number.
所以罗马书上面是这样说嘛。
So therefore Romans says,
直到外邦人的数目填满嘛。
Until the number of Gentiles is full.
外邦人的数目填满，我们怎么知道什么时候它会填满？
So when will the number of Gentiles be complete? How do we know?
我不知道，你不知道，他也不知道。
I don't know, you don't know, and he doesn't know.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
从五旬节那时开始。
Starting with the day of
Pentecost. 每一个蒙恩得救的人，神都有记录。
Everyone who is saved by grace, God has a record.
一直等到那个得救的人的数字达到了神的那个要求。
Until the number of people who are saved reaches God's standard.
这是教会长成的其外面的那一个标准。
And that is the outside standard for a church to, for the church to be grown to the full measure.
那在这一方面，我们说我们可以做得来。
And on this side, we on this point we say that we can do.
不是说我们会做成功。
It is not to say that we can complete.
而是说我们可以做好我们的那一份，来让这个数字在神的眼检查的里边增加上去。
But it is not to say that we can complete it, but we can do our part for that number to grow.
说弟兄姊妹们，我们必须传福音，但是那个福音一定要是福音，不能只是一些道理。
So we have to preach the gospel, but it has to be the gospel and not just some doctrines.
另外更重要的那一样。
But the more important part
是里面的那一个。要求
But it is that is the inner standard.
那里面那个要求是什么呢？
And what is the inner standard?
教会一个长，如果要长大，不单是要人数填满。
For the church to be grown to the full measure, it is not just that it has to reach that number.
更重要的那个是什么呢？
The more important part.
更重要的是基督的成分的增加。
It is that the quotient of Christ has to increase.
这是以弗所书上那时很清楚说到的。
And that is clearly stated in the book of Ephesians.
主要叫他的教会长成到一个什么程度呢？
That God has to wants his church to grown to what state?
长成到满有基督长成的身量。
It has to be grown to the full measure of Christ.
什么叫做满有基督长成的身量？
What does it mean to be grown to the full measure of Christ?
用简单的话来说，就是说，
In simple words, it is to say,
教会在属灵的生命的里头，
it is to
它必须要长大到一个地步，如同主自己一样。
It is to say that the spiritual state of the church has to be grown to a point that it is the same as Christ.
主怎样？主怎样？
What Christ is like?
教会就应该是怎样？
And church should be like that as well.
就是神自己很明显的给我们说出来的。
And that is clearly stated by God himself.
正如弟兄姊妹，你读到约翰一书第三章的时候，你就读到这个。
In 1 John chapter 3, we read,
他怎样，我们就怎样。
that how he is, we are as well.
神的儿子怎样显出来，我们就要像神的儿子那样显出来。
How the Son of God is revealed, that is how we shall be revealed as well.
这个就是我们的难处了。
That is our difficulty.
这个就是得胜，就是我们读启示录的时候，读到那个得胜者的时候，那个难处了。
And that is the difficulty when we read the overcomers in the book of Revelation.
又这个我们在传福音，在增加教会的人的救人数的这一方面，我们说我们可以做得到。
In the part of increasing the number of increasing the number of people who are saved, we say that we can do our part.
但是要这个我们在生命里边长到像基督，弟兄姊妹们，你怎么长？你怎么像？
But for our life to be grown to be like Christ, how can we do that?
我们没有办法能像。
We cannot be like him.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But thank and praise our God.
但我们的主提出得胜的就一定要怎样怎样怎样的时候呢，就给我们看到有两方面的问题在这里。
So when the Lord says that the overcome will be like this and this, he shows us two sides.
第一方面就是说我们有条件到这个地步。
The first part is to say that we can be like that.
另一方面呢，
The second part.
我们不但是有条件到这个地步。
Not only do we have the prerequisite
to be like that, 我们必定到这个地步。
But that we will be like that, we must be like that.
弟兄姊妹们，你说这个事情怎么来去认识呢？
But brothers and sisters, how do we understand this?
我相信弟兄姊妹们，如果我们要看得胜者这个事实的时候，我们首先要确定谁是得胜者。
So when we look at the reality of the overcomer, we must first see who are the overcomers.
当然我们盼望我们每一个人都是得胜者。
Of course, we hope that each one of us is an overcomer.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
凭什么说我是得胜者？
According to what do we say that we are the overcomer?
凭什么说我有条件可以做得胜者？
According to what do we say that we have the prerequisite to be an overcomer?
如果真的是看我们自己本身，我们没有这个条件的。
If we just look at ourselves, then we don't have
what it takes. 但是主的话是给我们看到，我们现在是接上这个条件。
But the words of the Lord shows us that we have these conditions.
那为什么能接上这个条件呢？
So why is it that we can receive these conditions?
因为我们从神的怜悯里头给我们可以看得见。
Because in God's mercy we can see.
只有一位得胜者。
But there is only one overcomer.
谁呀？
Who is that?
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你记得在罗马书上怎么说？
Do you remember what the book of Romans said?
在罗马书第八章的后边的那里。
Romans chapter 8.
就提到了教会碰到许许多多各种各样的难处。
It talked about all the problems that church would encounter.
好像教会在地上没有路了。
It is as if the church has no way in this world.
但是那里头的话一转。
But then the words turned.
怎么转反呢？
How did it turn?
记住。那爱我们的主。
That by the God who loves us.
就叫我们叫得胜有余了，弟兄姊妹有没有这个印象？
That all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through he who loved us.
借着神，借着弟兄姊妹翻到那里去看一看。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to that verse.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章那里头。
Romans chapter 8.
弟兄姊妹，你看到三十五节。
Verse 35.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝？那难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是压迫逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Romans chapter 8 verse 35, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
那弟兄姊妹们，我不需要弟兄姊妹你看太多前面有多少的难处。
I don't want you to look at how many problems there were before.
我们就是要特别看最幕后的那句话。
But we have to especially pay attention to the last
verse. 借着那爱我们的主。
Through he who loved us.
就在这一切事上得胜有余了。
Then in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer.
不但是得胜，并且得胜了还有余剩下来的。用人的话来讲，
it is not just to conquer, but to overwhelmingly conquer.
就是得胜了的还要再得胜。
It is to conquer upon conquer.
但是我不得不和弟兄姊妹特别提一件事情。
But I have to especially mention.
我们中文圣经就说到，靠着爱我们的主。
The Chinese scripture says, through the Lord who loves us.
那在原来的意思里面呢，是包含了一个，那你就在爱你的主的里面，你就得胜有余了。
Then in the original text, there's a meaning that if you are in the love of God, then you can overwhelm
him. 你看到那个秘诀了没有？
Do you see the secret?
我们能有资格来给带到那个得胜者的地位。
That we have the right to be brought before the overcomer, or to be in a state of the overcomer.
乃是因着神的救恩，就一开始的时候就把我们放在一个什么地位上？
Then the salvation of God, at the beginning of the salvation of God, what state he puts us in?
他把我们放在基督里。
He puts us in Christ.
然后我们在基督里。
And we are in Christ.
然后基督呢？
And then Christ.
他是得胜有余的根源。
Then Christ is the origin of that overwhelming conquest.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Praise and thank our Lord.
当我们的主复活升天的时候，
When our Lord has resurrected,
他能够能很清楚地在那里宣告说，
When he was resurrected and arisen,
天上地上所有的权柄都已经交给我了。
Then all dominions on heaven and, in heaven and on earth have all belonged to me.
那一切的权柄都在主的手里。
Then all authorities are in the hand of God.
谁能越过我们的主呢？
Who can surpass our God?
因为在主显明这个事实以前，
because in God, before he revealed
that, 他是从死里复活出来的。
He resurrected.
死的权势是最高的了，在人以为。
Because men originally thought that death has the highest authority.
但是死亡并不能把我们的主拘禁。
But death cannot constrain our God.
他显明他的得胜。
He has shown his overcoming.
因为他是赐生命的主。
Because he is the God of life.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Praise and thank our Lord.
当神把救恩赏给我们的时候，
When God has given us
the
salvation,
他是把我们放在这样的一个位置的上面。
He has put us in that position.
好了，这就引出得胜者的那个问题来了。
And then it brings out the problem of an overcomer.
怎么引出得胜者的问题来呢？
How does it bring out the issue of an overcomer?
那弟兄姊妹们总记得，
Brothers and sisters, you have to remember,
我们在主里面，
we in God,
主也在我们里面，
we are in our Lord,
那特别是说到我们与主重生我们的时候，我们跟主的那一个关系，
that when the Lord has given us, gave us rebirth, when we were reborn, God has given us that status.
从那一个时候开始，
Starting that point,
神就要引住神的儿女们学习一个很宝贵的功课。
And then God, from there, guides his children to learn a very important
什么功课呢?
What is the lesson?
基督是我们的生命。
That Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这个就是我们能成为得胜者的那个依据。
And that is, it is by that that we can become overcomers.
主在我们的里面。
That Lord is in us.
他给我们引导。
That he gives us guidance.
他给我们带领。
He guides us.
什么时候有仇敌的手也好，人的试探也好，撒旦的试探也好，人的愚昧也好。
Whenever there is the temptation of Satan or the ignorance of man,
那在我们里面做我们生命的主的做我们生命的主，他会有。他的管理在哪里?
Then the Lord that is in our heart, he will govern.
那现在就回到我们昨天特别所说的了。
Then we return to the special point we made
yesterday. 我们持守，要持守着对主的地位的准确。
We have to hold fast onto the right position with God.
我们凭什么来叫我们在主的面前站在那个准确的地位?
By what can we stand correctly before God?
不是根据我们的思想。
It is not by our mind.
不是根据我们的感情。
It is not by our emotion.
那根据什么?
Then it is according to
根据在我们里面做生命的基督。
It is according to the Christ who lives in us.
里面不给你过去，那你就停在哪里。
If the Christ in you don't let you go past,
里面要让你往前，你就放心的往前。
If the one who is inside wants you to go forward,
当然这个是我们属灵生命的里边学习的，其实是很根本的一个功课。
It is a very basic lesson for our spiritual life.
但是我们常常出毛病，就是出在最基本的问题上。
But often our problems are related to the most basic issues.
没有留意到基督是我们的生命。
We have not paid attention to that Christ.
那因此我们根本好像没条件碰到什么叫做得胜。
It is as if we have under no condition do we know that we're overcomers.
但是感谢主。
But thank our Lord.
他给我们看到。
He has shown us.
他做了我们的生命。
He has become our life.
他要引我们活出像基督的那一个事实。
He guides us to live out a life like Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能像基督？
How can we be like Christ?
根本没有条件，按照我们自己本身。
We have no way to do that according to our own.
感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
现在有了。
Now we have it.
正当我们领会到这样的一件事的时候，
When we understand this,
我们才懂得我们的主在这里一再在那里说，得胜的，得胜的，凡有耳朵的，你就要听。
And then we know why he says, "Overcomer, those who have ears shall listen."
那为什么要听呢？
Why do you have to listen?
因为你听进去而跟得上来的时候，那我们就慢慢给带到成为一个得胜者的实际了。
Because he who has ear and those who can hear, we will be brought to the reality of an overcomer.
得胜者，现在我简单的来说一说。
Overcomer, I will put it simply.
不一定是说你对主的认识很深。
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have deep understanding for the Christ.
不一定说你属灵的经历也很透。
It doesn't mean that you have comprehensive experience spiritually.
但是有一件事情一定是不能避免的。
But one thing cannot be avoided.
你整个属灵的生命的活动没有越过基督生命的管理。
That the, all the activities of your spiritual life, you have not surpassed the governance of Christ.
所以呢，我们才知道什么叫做讨主的喜悦。
So then we know what it means to seek God's pleasure.
我们才会知道怎么叫做尊主为大。
Then we know what it means to give the Lord priority.
什么叫做以主为尊呢？
That then we know what it means.
如果我们不是活在这个主的生命的那管理的底下
，If we do not live, our life is not under the governance of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这些全都是废话。
Then all these things are.
我们可以说那些道理。
We can talk about those things.
但是我们活不出那个实际。
Then, but we cannot live out that reality.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他一再对我们在提到得胜的，得胜的。
But he continued to mention to us, overcome, overcome.
那为什么他说的那么严肃呢？
Why does he say it so seriously?
现在我们不得，我不必定要和弟兄姊妹提到那个结果出来了。
So now we must talk about that result.
教会的成长。
The growth of a church.
就是和这批得胜者有非常密切的关系。
It is closely related to these overcomers.
除了人数得救人数的增加这一点，
other than the growth in the number of people who are saved,
生命的成长，你根据什么来计算呢？
How do you calculate the growth of life?
你没办法计算的。
You can't calculate it.
你什么叫做属灵的生命？
So what does it mean? What does it mean to have spiritual life?
好像我们一点把握都没有。
Then we have no certainty.
但我们没把握，这个不是问题。
But us not having certainty is not the problem.
主看见就是了。
As long as the Lord sees it.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我想弟兄姊妹，你特别注意的是什么呢？
So what do I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to?
为什么主说这个得胜者的话说的那么重？
Why is it that the Lord speaks so heavily about the overcomers?
原来这个得胜者所带出的那个信息是说出在得胜者的身上神所显明的那一个结果是什么。
So the message that is brought out by the overcomer shows what does the God say about the overcomer?
我们读这是得胜者，他们都在主的面前得着奖赏。
When we read about all these overcomers, they all receive rewards before God.
我们要留意的就是这个奖赏是什么。
So we have to pay attention to what this reward is.
弟兄姊妹，你说，我们最麻烦就是读到那些奖赏，那些奖赏读起来的时候，就不知道在说什么。
So we say that this is problematic because when we read about these rewards, we don't know what these rewards are.
感谢主。如果主的灵开我们的窍
，If the Spirit reveals to us，
你立刻看见
，You will see immediately。
主在这里所应许的给得胜者的那些赏赐
，Then you will see that these rewards that God has promised to the overcomers。
弟兄姊妹，你以为是什么呢
？What do you think they are？
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
主给我们很清楚的看见。
God has clearly shown us.
所有的赏赐就是基督的自己。
All of these rewards are Christ Himself.
就拿以弗所那个赏赐来说。
Let us look at the reward for Ephesus.
得胜的，我就把生命树神园中生命树的果子给他们吃。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
弟兄姊妹，你就觉得这个稀奇了，这个我们不是老早就吃了吗
？But you say, haven't we eaten this already?
我们信主的时候不就是吃了吗？不吃了的，我们怎么能得救呢
？You say, didn't we eat this already when we believed in God?
是，那个时候我们的确是吃了生命树的果子。
That is true. At the time we were saved,
但是这里头说的不是生命树的果子。
But there, it is not talking about the fruit of the tree of life.
我们中文圣经里边把那个果子加上去的。
In the Chinese scripture, we added the word fruits.
原来那里没有果子那个字的。
In the original text, there is no such word.
没有果子就是什么
？So if there is no such word as fruit, then what is it?
弟兄姊妹，你说，整棵的生命树。
It is the entirety of the tree of life.
是什么
？What is that?
那不是主自己是什么？
Isn't that the Lord Himself?
那如果你看到底下那个腓立帖腓的那里头
，If we look at the church in Philadelphia,
主说我把我的心名也给你。
The Lord says that I will give you the morning star.
把新耶路撒冷的名字也给你，给你。
And then we give you the name of the New Jerusalem.
要说你把这个名给我们，要个什么意思？
So you say, what does it mean to give me the name of New Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹们，你可以看到，主的名就是主的自己。
You see that the name of God is God Himself.
点点滴滴在那里是说出每不一样的，对不起，我这样说，不同的得胜者，他们从神那里头接受不同的奖赏，但是所有的奖赏都是那个丰满的基督的其中的一部分。
I can put it this way, that different overcomers receive different rewards from the Lord, but all of these rewards are parts of the fullness of Christ Himself.
那弟兄姊妹，你说啊，这个就又叫做我们觉得有点困难了。
So, but brothers and sisters say this is another difficult thing.
我们接受了这些，
if we receive these,
就叫生命长成了吗？
Does that mean the life has grown?
弟兄姊妹们，我说一个比方，你一定会能明白的。
I will give you an analogy to help you to understand.
啊，我记不起弟兄姊妹们中间有没有叫做保罗的。
I don't know if there's anyone named Paul among us.
有啊，有没有叫彼得的？
Do we have anyone named Peter?
没有了，有没有叫约翰的？应该也有。
Do we have anyone named John?
很有意思啊。
Interestingly,
弟兄姊妹们，现在我们整个属灵的成长的个过程，你怎么得着的？
That how do we receive this process of our spiritual growth?
你不是从保罗的那个交通里面来领会到神上我们所发表的启示吗？
Have you not received it from through the fellowship of Paul to help us in our spiritual growth?
我们在那个生命上面的追求，那不是从约翰的那些交通的话的里面来看见主给我们怎么开路的吗？
Haven't we seen through the letters of John how the Lord has opened up the path for us?
你见过保罗没有？
Have you seen Paul?
你见过彼得了没有？
Have you seen Peter?
没有。
No.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
一个事实摆在那里。
The reality is there.
我们都享用他们所承受的那一份属灵的丰富。
We all partake and enjoy that fullness of the Spirit that they have.
不单是彼得和玛雅，彼得和他们是这样。
Not only with Peter.
整个在教会历史里边，那是被神用的人，他们在神面前所接受的那一份，也都成为我们的享用。
All the throughout the history, all those that God has, all those people that God has used, what they receive from Lord becomes a part of what we can enjoy as well.
如果我们的主迟延回来，
if the Lord tarries in His coming,
那很可能我们这些人每一个人身上，我们曾从主那里所得的那一份，就成了以后的弟兄姊妹们他们属灵生命上面的一些供应。
Then what we, if the Lord tarries in His coming, then what we have received from God, that can also become a part of what the next generation will be able to enjoy in their spiritual life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？这个整个这个教会的成长是这样子来累积起基督的身体的丰富。
So then you see that the growth of the church is a cumulatively growth.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以当我们来留意到主怎样来说出将来必成的事一定要完成。
So when the Lord says that the things of the future must be,
完全有根据在那里。
Then He has evidence to base
that on. 那个根据不是我们能做多少。
That evidence is not how much we can do.
那个根据乃是他肯做我们的生命。
That it is that He is willing to be our life.
那结果我们 就这样与主联合起来。
And then that is how we are connected with the Lord.
我们就这样被带到神的那个荣耀的旨意的完成的过程里头不能缺的一份。
Then we become an indispensable part of the process of completing God's glorious will.
教会的成长是这样来的。
And that is how the growth of church comes about.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们所有的服事。
All of our services.
追求。
All of our pursuits.
不是为着我们自己。
It is not for ourselves,
乃是为着主的目的。
But it is for the purpose of God.
这一个在我们心思的里头，来把我们那个跟随主的方向扭矫正过来的时候。
In our mind, when that direction is turned,
弟兄姊妹们，我们在主的面前就蒙纪念。
Then we will be remembered before the Lord.
那主也因着我们这样的跟随。
And Lord, because of our following,
他也非常喜乐地引领我们继续走前面的路。
And then he will with pleasure guide us to continue to walk on this path.
巴不得神的儿女们能在这个最末后的这一段日子的里头，更多地把我们的心思回到主自己的身上。
I hope that in these last days, that the children of God, we can put more of our heart into the heart of God.
好叫我们越过越减少，我们的主越过越增加。
So that as we live, more of us will decrease and more of Christ will increase.
这样基督的身体的长成，也就是现在的事情的完成，就没有难处了。
Then the completion of the thing of the present, which is the full growth of church, then that will not be difficult.
但愿感谢爱戴归给我们的主，因为一切都是从他开始，也因着他来带我们到结束。
Then we give all of our thanks and praises to our Lord because He is the beginning and He is the end.
我想我必须停在这里。
I think I must end here.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
什么时候你把我们带进你那荣耀的安排里？
Whenever you bring us into your glorious arrangement.
我们都觉得我们是所蒙的恩典是何等的深，何等的大。
We feel how deep and how great is this grace that you've given us.
是我们从来不敢想，也不敢去想的。
It is things that we dare not imagine.
主，我们怎么可能会被你带到一个地步可以像你的自己。
How is it that, Lord, we can be brought to such a state that we are like you?
但是你的定义就是这样。
But, Lord, you have said it so.
因为你要得着一个身体。
Because you want to have a body.
你要得着一个装饰整齐的心腹。
Because you want to have a prepared bride.
所以你要把一切与你不相干的事物从我们的身上来挪掉。
Lord, you want to take away all things that are not related to you away from us.
要叫我们的心思和意念被带到高处，直接的面对着你的宝座。
So that our mind and our heart can be raised to the high point to be able to directly face you.
让我们一生的年日在那里学习一个功课，就是跟随我们的主。
That all the days of our lives we learn one lesson, and that is to follow our Lord.
高举我们的主。
To lift up of our Lord.
也完全没有保留的来承认我们的主是在万有以上配作元首。
That above that we are willing to admit without holding anything back that our Lord is above all things.
但愿我们的主，你给我们如今看到。救恩在我们身上所带来的是一个何等大的荣耀的祝福。
Lord, hope that you guide us to see what this glorious blessing it is given to us through salvation.
救我们脱离只看见得救的这一个光景。
To save us from the state that we only see salvation.
吸引我们去更多爱慕活在你那荣耀显现的那个定规里。
To attract us to be more attracted to live within the reality of your revelation.
到了日子满足的时候，
until the fullness of the day，
你叫万有都在你里面同归于一的时候，
when all things are united in one in you，
你喜乐，我们也喜乐，
then you are pleased and we are pleased，
你被高举，我们也的完全的欢心。
And you will be lifted up, and we will have the full pleasure.
叫全地一切被造的都伏在你的面前承认说，我们的主，你配得所有的敬拜、赞美和爱戴。
That all things that are created will bow before you to say that, Lord, you are worthy of all the praises, worship, and glory.
荣耀归给你。
That all may glory be unto you.
但愿主扶持我们，给我们爱慕，活在一个追求。得胜的那个光景里，
that we look to live within the state of pleasing you.
我们再次说，把所有的爱戴感谢归给你。
Lord, we once again say that we give you all the love and praises.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray like this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.